A federal magistrate in Portland, Oregon, hears arguments today in the custody battle over the ancient skeleton known as Kennewick Man. Scientists, Northwest Indian tribes, and the federal government have been fighting for control of the bones since they were discovered nearly 5 years ago. More from Ruby DeLuna of member station KUOW in Seattle.
It was a boat race that brought Will Thomas and a friend to the Columbia River in Kennewick, Washington in 1996. They were trying to sneak into the race by hiking along the river. The thorny winding trail led to the water's edge. As they waded through the water, Thomas spotted a smooth rock and decided to play a joke.
I was going to hold that rock in such a way just to show the round part to my buddy, tell him it was a skull. As soon as I got it out of the water, I saw a set of teeth. It really hit it home. This is a human head.
Thomas and his friend called the police. The police called the coroner, who in turn contacted Jim Chatters, an archaeologist who does forensic work for the county. Right away, Chatters could tell the skull wasn't recent. At first, he thought it belonged to a white pioneer from the 19th century. The skull was long and narrow and had a large nose.
Long, narrow, big-nosed. That's generally people that are known as Caucasians among modern folks. So that was my first thought, is we were dealing with a modern individual of most likely European descent.
Chatters came back to the river and found almost an entire skeleton, but in the pelvis was a spear point, suggesting the bones could be much older. Chatters sent out a bone fragment for radiocarbon dating and was surprised to learn that Kennewick Man is more than 9,000 years old. Chatters realized this was a major scientific discovery, and he couldn't put Kennewick Man in any racial category.
The terms we use now pertain only to our time. They're distinctions we make to categorize ourselves for whatever purpose we categorize ourselves. When we're dealing with 9,000 years ago or 15,000 years ago, or we can't look from our time back to them and try and identify them with a modern population now.
Chatters wanted to do more studies, but the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the owner of the property where the bones were discovered, stepped in. The Corps says Kennewick Man was subject to the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, or NAGPRA. Under the law, ancient remains must be returned if it's shown that the bones are related to a modern-day tribe. The nearby Umatillas made that claim. Chatters objected.
I immediately set about trying to make contact with other scientists so I could have someone come in and provide a second opinion on the skeleton because I was sure it was going to be lost.
Eight scientists agreed with Chatters that it's impossible to say how Kennewick Man is related to modern people. They filed suit to stop the government from giving the bones to the Umatillas who want to rebury Kennewick Man. The court ordered the Interior Department to prove the remains are related to local tribes. Tests were done over the objections of the Umatillas and four other Native American groups. They say their oral history provides an unbroken line of kinship between their ancient ancestors and the contemporary tribes. Rebecca Sosi, executive director of the Indian Legal Program at Arizona State University, says NAGPRA accommodates those traditions.
What the statute is saying is for Native people, we are going to give deference to Native ways of thinking about kinship. And the statute specifically indicates that that is so because it permits evidence of cultural belief systems and oral testimony and oral history and all of these other ways of thinking about it.
Last September, former Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt backed the Army Corps of Engineers' assessment that the bones belong to the local tribes, citing geography and oral history as proof. That brings us to today's court hearing. The scientist's attorney will argue that the government's interpretation of NAGPRA goes too far, and, says attorney Alan Schneider, the tests to determine Kennewick Man's lineage were too limited.
Let's say that we have a book that's 500 pages long and that has 30 chapters. The government has scanned one page out of each chapter. And we're saying, no, you really cannot reach any reliable conclusions until you read all of the pages and all of the chapters.
The outcome of the case will not only determine who gets Kennewick Man, but may affect how NAGPRA will be interpreted in the future. It's unlikely this ruling will stand, however. Appeals are expected all the way to the Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Ruby DeLuna in Kennewick, Washington.